As she stood in the doorway, heard the mission bell. I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven or this could be hell. Then she lit up a candle and she showed me the way. There were voices down the corridor, I thought I heard them say,
welcome to the Hotel California.
All right. Thank you so much. And those are the dulcet tones of our guest, Brandon Victor Dixon, his new spin on the Eagles classic Hotel California. Rick Tittleback with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Brandon, welcome to the show. You know, when was it your idea to say, I'm going to take that song and I'm going to make it melodic and haunting and put my own little stamp on it?
Thanks for having me, Rick. You know, I perform with a nonprofit organization out in California, and I, you know, some of the musicians were working on a version of this, and I just thought it was so soulful that I wanted to do a recording. And so, you know, we got together and we just we put it together.
I'm interested in too is that you're quite the academic, going to Columbia and also Oxford in England as well. How do you take the, you know, your all the things that you learned at those prestigious universities and then translate that into what you can do on the stage or in front of a microphone?
Well, you know, as a performer, you're a conduit for energy information. We're telling people's stories, right? We're trying to create a lens through which we can see the parallels in each other's lives. So the more different places I'm able to go, the more things I'm able to expose myself to, the more books I'm able to read, the more different kinds of people I'm able to encounter, the more rich my palette, my resource from which to draw when it comes to storytelling. And that's what acting and performance is.
So I've been lucky enough to go to shows in the West End and on Broadway, and I'm just thinking about all the amazing roles that you have had in those areas and others. But was it really like being in Hamilton when Hamilton was really, you know, kicking butt 10 years ago? Was that kind of like the number one, or was there something else that kind of rises to the top of the CV?
You know, Hamilton is definitely up there near the top. I would say, you know, doing Motown the musical, you know, and making that with Berry Gordy Jr. was also like right there near the top. You know, this last experience I had with Alicia Keys in Hell's Kitchen holds a special place. So I've been blessed to have some pretty special experiences.
And then the Grammy for Hell's Kitchen, which is, you know, brand new right off the presses. And as I mentioned about a decade ago, too, with Hedwig and the Angry Itch. And you've been nominated many, many times. When you think about those awards, is it kind of like team sports where you think like, well, there's 20 people behind me that helped this? I mean, what's that like when you bring one of those home?
I think absolutely. It's definitely, it takes so many people to put together a show or production like this. So when you take something like that home, it's absolutely a collective effort. There are only a few of us who get to hold the statue, but there's a whole team of people that are equally involved in that process. So absolutely, team effort.
So for you, are you originally a singer who acts or an actor who sings, or is it sort of both disciplines the same?
I'm an actor who sings first, and then I became an actor and a singer.
Mm-hmm. So I know you got a show coming up at the Cutting Room in New York on Thursday, September 25th. Obviously, we'll probably hear the Hotel California. What else is going on there?
I'll do Hotel California. I'll also do one or two other songs from my forthcoming album that'll be out in the spring. I'm also going to do some songs from some shows that I'm known for, from shows like Rent or Hamilton or Hell's Kitchen, and then just a couple other pop tunes. It'll be a, you know, be a feel-good night with some great musicians and some great music.
That's like, what, two blocks from the Empire State Building, isn't it? The Cunning Room?
Yeah, yeah, it's right around there.
It's right down there. So for you, as you go through, you know, right, it's like Park and 31st or something, 34th?
Park and 33rd.
33rd, there we go. When you, because I have interviewed a lot of singers who have done covers of songs, and, you know, when people are trying karaoke, they want to sound as much as they can, but for a professional like you, you want to put your own spin on it as well. What was it when you started talking to maybe your friends and your colleagues about how you were going to approach it? Was it always going to be the way that it came out?
You know, I didn't really, I recorded a couple of songs the 2 days that I over which I recorded this. And I didn't really, I'd never performed it live before. And so I hadn't really roughed it out with anybody beforehand and hadn't shared with anybody how I was going to approach it. I really let the arrangement and the abilities of the musicians kind of lead the way. And I wanted to make sure that I honored the original as well. You know, I think the great cover gives the people who love the original the piece that they love about it and just expands upon it as opposed to changes things.
Did you ever think for a couple of years when you're playing Aaron Burr and Judas, you're like, I don't want to get typecast as the bad guy here?
Not at all, because neither Burr nor Judas are bad guys.
Oh, I thought
that's the
Judas.
Whole point of these stories, my friend.
Well, the bad guy for the lead protagonist of the show, I'll say. How about that?
Yes, there you go. There you go. The opponent, adversary.
Adversarial, yes. So tell us a little bit more about what else you got going on outside of the Cutting Room and how we can get our hands on Hotel California from BVD Records.
Well, you know, I just finished shooting a new series for Amazon that will premiere in the spring, so look out for an announcement of that. You can find Hotel California on any and all streaming platforms. The video is exclusively available on YouTube. It's a great video. I hope you all will check it out. And the album will be out in the spring, and you can follow me on all socials at Brandon V. Dixon.
There he is, Brandon Victor Dixon, Hotel California. Make sure to get to the Cutting Room on the 25th of this month as well in Manhattan. Brandon, thanks for coming on the show, and congrats on the new song.
Thanks for having me, Rick.